What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Mind Over Macros podcast. As always, I am your host, Mike Milner. And today's episode, I am going to deliver one life-changing assignment to you. That's right. I got something actionable for you to do that will change the way that you achieve results, the way that you look at nutrition, the way that you look at fat loss. It's going to change everything. It's one very simple action step. The question is, are you going to do it? Right now, you're probably like, yes, definitely, which is normal because there's a little excitement. There's the open loop. There's the visualization of, oh, there's going to be this one thing that's going to change everything. And then I'm going to tell you what it is. And then you're going to actually have to do the thing. And that's less exciting. That doesn't come with a dopamine hit. That doesn't come with anything other than just doing the work and realizing that it's actually not all that exciting. Very effective, very simple, not all that exciting. And it's going to create some friction because you're going to want to talk yourself out of it. And we'll see what happens. I'm going to actually follow up with anybody who is willing to communicate and message me and see if you did it. And then I'm going to find out if my assessment is correct, that this will be very enlightening and super helpful on your journey. We'll get into that in a second. First, it's time to give away some free shit because that's what we do every Wednesday. And if you aren't aware, if you leave a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, you're eligible to win a free supplement of your choice from one of our sponsors. We do this every single week. There's 915 reviews on Apple Podcasts alone, which is pretty cool, heading towards 1,000. And you get to choose any supplement from one of our 3 sponsors. We've got Legion Athletics, Organifi, or Cured Nutrition. So you can go and peruse their websites and look at all of their products, and you can decide which product is the one that you want to try. And you get whatever the serving is, like 30-day supplies, usually most supplements. So you get 30 days worth of any product that you want. And all you had to do was say a little something nice about the show. The winner is, how come I can't click into this? This is annoying. KTJ862 is the username. KTJ862. The title of the review says, "All the truth you didn't know you needed." It actually, I'm not sure if it's cutting off the title, but it won't let me like tap into it and see the full thing for some reason. Anyway, the review says, "I found Mike on Instagram and have now been binging his podcast. He delivers the information in such a relatable way and explains fitness and nutrition in a way that just makes sense. I appreciate the hard truths and just saying it how it is. We all need a kick in the butt at times." Thank you so much, KTJ862. If you email me, mike@peakoptimizationperformance.com, and let me know what product you want to try, we will get that sent over totally free. And every week you can participate. So if you open up the podcast app on your phone right now and you go to the search button, you have to do this no matter what. Even if you are already subscribed and following, as you should be, there's a lot of people that listen to the show that are not subscribed. And it just hurts my soul every time I see that. Really pains me because it takes 5 seconds to just hit the follow or subscribe button. And it doesn't burden you in the slightest. It literally just notifies you of new episodes being released, and that's it. So anyway, if you open up your podcast app and you hit the search button and you type in Mind Over Macros, you'll tap on the show and you'll scroll all the way down until you see the ratings and reviews. And then you can hit the write a review button and submit a little something, something, and you're eligible to win. And I announce the winners every single Wednesday episode. So interestingly enough, as this particular review stated, I have been known to appeal to the whole like direct and blunt and to the point way of viewing things. And lately, I've been noticing a trend. So I'm going to be direct and blunt and to the point. There are a lot of reasons as to why people want to change Okay. So I spoke to somebody today and her why, like the driving force, she was like, I'm in a funk. I hate how I look. I hate how I feel. And by the way, this is an individual who curses like I do. And she's like, I'm in a fucking funk and I can't get out of it. And then she's like, I'm so sorry for cursing. And I'm like, well, if you listen to the podcast, you know that I'm never offended. And in fact, I prefer it. I like colorful language. And she's like, and and so anyway, she's like, I basically have stopped paying attention to, like, I haven't been working out. I've been drinking more often. And I'm like, okay, well then, like, why not just keep doing what you're doing? Why do you even care? Cause she said, I'm tired of fucking hiding. She's like, I was in Miami this weekend. I was hiding and I don't want to go out. I don't want to be seen. I'm tired of hiding. I'm done with it. It's no more. And then there's the friction point of it's time to actually make the change. And this is the thing that you have to understand. You can talk out of both sides of your ass about why you want to change. Doing it is what tells you. Like actually doing the thing. And it's not this whole, oh, I know what I need to do. I just got to do it. Like all the bullshit that swirls around in your brain, it doesn't fucking matter. You have to just do the thing. And until you do the thing, you got to stop lying. You got to stop lying to yourself. I mean, you don't really have to. You can, you know, I call that DALA, which is don't act like an asshole. When you continue to feed yourself bullshit and believe it, that's called acting like an asshole. When you are honest with yourself and just say the thing, say, I am not willing to make the change. Like you can, again, you can say, I'm tired of hiding and I'm tired of feeling like shit and I want my energy back and I want to feel good in my clothes. And this particular individual, it's like, I'm tired of not being able to fit in my pants. Okay, great. So you going to change? And then there's all the friction of, well, you know, I don't know. I got to think about it. You know, all that stuff. It's like, it's fine. Just say the thing. I'm not ready to make the change. Okay, great. Now we're on the same page. But guess what? Once you make that declaration, you can no longer complain. That's acting like an asshole. When you make the decision to not move forward, to not make the change, to continue in your current ways, the caveat to that is you can no longer complain about the results you're not getting. Not willing to change your habits, not willing to change your behaviors. You're not willing to get resourceful and hire a coach. You're not willing to do, get yourself some accountability and support. You're not willing to do those things. Then guess what? You have forfeited the right to complain about your lack of results. Your pants don't fit. Can't complain about it because you are not willing to do the things to make the change. And that's fine. But it is so much more liberating to own it and to accept it than to complain about it. And if you do complain about it, that is called acting like an asshole. Nobody wants to be an asshole. It just is. I don't say that to be mean. I say that because it is reality. So if you actually like the harsh truths that you say you like, hopefully you can absorb that and process it the way that it's intended to, which is I have to either do the thing, do the scary thing, and I have to listen to all the bullshit excuses that my brain's going to throw out at me to try and keep me stuck in the same place, and I have to still do the thing anyway and get resourceful and make the commitment and do the thing. And then I can actually make this change and get the results that I want. Otherwise, I'm just lying to myself and believing my own bullshit. Nobody wants to do that. So you either accept it. I'm going to accept the current state, which means I cannot complain about my lack of progress, or I'm going to actually do the thing, not the set. I've said this before, but I cannot stand the whole, I needed to hear this statement. I needed to hear that. Oh my God. Thank you for sharing. I needed that. It's just lip service. Show me that you needed that. Show me through your actions. The whole, I needed to hear this. It just makes you feel like you did something. It's kind of like that, again, cheap dopamine. Oh my God, this made so much sense. And now it feels really good because I have this perspective. Okay, great. Now what are you doing about it? Do the thing. You want to change? Do the thing. That's it. That's the secret. Episode over. Now, so what I'm going to give you, that was not relevant at all to this actual conversation. Just was on, it's come up a lot. This has been consistently seeing these trends and patterns and people who want to convince themselves that, oh, well, like once my schedule dies down or once this happens or once that happens or what, like stop saying how important this is and how much it means to you and how desperately you want this thing and then do nothing about it. Or make yourself feel like you're doing something about it because you're talking about it. Talking about it makes you feel like you're doing something about it. The actions are what tell me, are you actually changing? Anyway, I'm going to give you this assignment. Again, this is a doing exercise. This is a doing exercise. So we'll find out if you actually will do the thing. And the reason why I'm going to give this particular assignment is because this will take care of most of your results. Now, I did an episode recently that was like the only three things. I can't remember the title of it. It was like the only three reasons for not making progress or something along those lines. I can just look, see real quick. Yeah, the only three reasons you're not making progress. See that? Not so bad at remembering things. It's called The Only Three Reasons You're Not Making Progress. It was released on March 18th. So last Monday. March 18th, The Only Three Reasons You're Not Making Progress. And it came down to nutrition, movement, and stress. And I got so many comments on that. People messaging me like that episode struck a chord. And I think just because it's a way of simplifying the frustration of not making progress. And it's like, here are the three categories. Let's assess these things. And then we can pinpoint what's holding you back and we can address that. But here's, I think that a lot of people, if I had to like generalize here, a lot of people overemphasize training. They overemphasize training. They overly blame stress and they underutilize underutilize the nutritional pillar. And this is a gross generalization, by the way, but I do have some experience to speak from. I've been doing this for a long time. And what I've found is that a lot of people will look at training as the thing. Like, well, if I could just fix my training, I'll see better progress. And I have seen that to be the case very rarely, very rarely. Then I've also seen situations where people overly blame stress. And it's like, well, I'm not making progress, so it must be stress. You know, it must be my hormones. It must be my metabolism. It must be stress impacting all of these things. And, you know, I'm getting older and I work a lot and I'm going through perimenopause or menopause, whatever. It's got to be stress. Now, that is more common when stress is actually the issue, but typically most people overly blame stress. We're actually really good and resilient when it comes to stress. And we need stress. And a lot of times, and it's an easy fear-mongering tactic that a lot of marketers use, like, well, it has to be stress. And, you know, if cortisol is elevated, you're basically going to gain all this belly fat overnight. So let me teach you how to eliminate cortisol. It's like, oh, cool. We're killing people now? Because that's what happens if you eliminate cortisol, is you cease to exist. I think it's just so much more nuanced than that. And stress is a positive thing when it's handled properly. We get better at everything through imposing a stressor and being able to recover from it. And we're way more resilient to stress than we like to give ourselves credit for. It's just an easy scapegoat. That's the best way to put it. It's an easy scapegoat that's not always accurate. Sometimes it is, but not always. And then with the nutritional pillar, that's the easiest, most significant pillar to get yourself to where you need to be. By the way, it also influences those other two pillars. When you take care of your nutrition, it influences your ability to get more out of your training, to get more out of your recovery, to manage stress more effectively, to sleep better, to build more muscle, to lose more body fat, all the things that you want to achieve. The nutritional pillar is the biggest needle mover. It just is. And oftentimes we want to skip over it because a lot of times it's the most difficult for people to nail down. And we'll tell ourselves things like, well, I eat pretty well, so it must be training. I eat pretty well, so it must be stress. Well, I eat relatively clean, so it must be training. I eat relatively clean, it must be stress. Well, my nutrition's never really been a problem. I know what I should be eating. I know I eat pretty well. And this is what gets people in trouble. I've tracked macros before. I know how much I'm eating. I'm tracking macros now. I know how much I'm eating. It can't be nutrition. It's got to be training. It's got to be stress. All right, cool. Let's find out. So here's what I want you to do. Hopefully you understand the reason for this is because, once again, the biggest needle mover when it comes to your results will happen through your nutrition. And it won't happen through a generic online calculator. It won't happen through a generic macro tracking app or program that just spits out some numbers at you. That's not nutrition, by the way. That's not nutrition coaching. That's not nutrition at all. That's just an equation. That's it. That's just an equation. Those stupid fucking programs that spit out macros and it's just all about tracking and nothing else. There's no behavior change. There's no psychology. There's no habit formation. It's just a calculator. That's not nutrition. Okay, hopefully we're on the same page with that. I want to take a brief pause in this episode to tell you about Cured Nutrition. You should already know about Cured because if you've been listening to the podcast for any length of time, you know that Cured has quite literally changed my life when it comes to my sleep, my ability to manage anxiety. Actually, after a long weekend I was in New York this past weekend. Did not get a lot of sleep intentionally because doing a little bit of, you know, partying and going out with a friend that I haven't seen in a long time. And we had a blast. And Mel and I, and we're just doing our thing, having some fun, living life. So immediately when I came home, first of all, we brought our Serenity gummies with us because we always travel with them. But then I really made it a point to lean heavily, knowing that I was going to be under-recovered. I leaned heavily on the Cured lineup of products. I took some Serenity gummies actually earlier on in the day, and then I took two before bed. I also took some Calm caps because typically when you're under-recovered, you are more prone to being anxious. So I took some Calm caps. I also had to record a podcast, so I made sure that I could at least get it done and took the Rise product, which is great for focus and just productivity. So I was just leaning on Cured, and we'll continue that as I try to catch up on recovery. They are fighting the good fight because every other supplement company, or I shouldn't say every other, but most supplement companies want you to continue to push the gas pedal. It's all like amp you up, get, you know, pre-workout stimulants, all that stuff. Cured is like, no, let's actually care about stress management, recovery, managing anxiety, sleep. And that's really what you need. So you also get 15% off all of their products if you go to curednutrition.com/popfam, popfam. That's Cured, C-U-R-E-D, nutrition.com/popfam. 15% off all their products. Highly recommend the Serenity gummies. If you don't want to take a product that has a micro dose of THC, go with their sleep bundle. It's the Zen caps and the night caps, and it's like a perfect combination if you want THC-free quality sleep. Go with the sleep bundle. Also, the Calm caps are great for anxiety. The product called Rise is perfect for focus. If you want something that's just like a natural focus product, I love it. And really helps me. Just all of their stuff is so good. So if you go to curednutrition.com/popfam, you get 15% off all of their products, Check them out. Use the code POPFAM at checkout. After you check them out, use code POPFAM at checkout. And let's get back to the episode. What real nutrition looks at, the quantity, the quality, lifestyle, your biofeedback, your performance, your recovery, how it influences your movement, the ebbs and flows in your phases of life, your lifestyle, your work life, personal life. Like, this is all intertwined. So the starting point for mastering this nutritional pillar is this one exercise. You take 7 days. And what I want you to do is to weigh, measure, and account for every single thing that you consume over a 7-day period. And what that means is that you're going to use an actual food scale. Now, here's what you can do to keep it simple. You can use pictures and notes if that's easier. But let's just say, hypothetically, for breakfast, let's say you have eggs, veggies, some egg whites, and some potatoes, and some turkey bacon, whatever. You're going to account for every single thing. So you're going to weigh, like, how many egg whites? You know, use a food scale. You're not going to use a measuring cup. You're going to use a food scale. You're going to, how many eggs? Okay, so you're going to put down like 2 whole eggs. You can even take a picture of the nutrition label for the eggs that you're using. 150 milliliters of egg whites. That was weighed and measured, weighed on a food scale. And then you're going to say, 250 grams of potatoes. And you're going to take a picture of the food label. You're going to write down what the serving was. All, like, basically you're accounting for everything. Now, that also includes when you go out to eat and when you have alcohol. Yes, you're actually going to weigh and measure. Not, you don't have to bring a food scale to a restaurant, but if you are going to a restaurant, I want you to write every single thing or take pictures of the meals and write it all down. So you're going to you could even take a picture of the menu and, like, circle the thing that you ordered. And you're going to account for all of that. So, got the chicken parm, and you can take a picture of the plate. I ordered a vodka club soda. If you make the drink at home, if you're pouring yourself a glass of wine, weigh it. How many ounces of wine? Put the glass on the food scale, zero it out, pour your glass, and write it down. Put it in your notes. 8 ounces of wine, whatever. Okay. That also goes for things like your creamer, things that you put in your coffee, things that you don't even think about. If you're going to snack, ideally weigh it out. How many pretzels or chips or whatever. If you forget, then just make a note. Took 2 handfuls of popcorn out of the bag. This only works if you do it while it's happening, by the way. This only works if you do this while it's happening. This has been studied over and over again. People who try to record after the fact have terrible recount, like terrible. This is even with, like, experts who do this, nutritionists, dietitians, people who do this for a living have horrible recount. So if they try to report after the fact, wildly inaccurate. By the way, there's also a lot of inaccuracies when you do it while it's happening, but that's less. So we're trying to just reduce the margin of error here. So do this while it's happening. Everything that contains calories, that includes, you know, if you're chewing gum, how many pieces of gum are you having per day? This includes literally everything. Now, the good news is, while it sounds tedious, it is, you only have to do this for 7 days of your life. And then you never have to do it again. 7 days, that's all we're looking for. 7 days. Anyone can do that for a week. And you're just going to account for all the things. You took mindlessly took a handful of fries off of my kid's plate. Put it in your notes. Write it down. It's okay that you didn't weigh it because it was a mindless act. It's okay. This is one of the most life-changing exercises that you can do because it's going to highlight several things. It's going to highlight certain patterns. You probably think I'm going the calorie. We'll get to calories, don't worry. But what it's going to do, it's going to highlight certain behaviors and patterns that are making things more difficult. That's actually what gets in the way. It's these, you know, significantly ingrained behavior patterns that we never bring to the forefront of awareness, that we just let happen in the background, and then we're frustrated because we can't make progress. So picking off your kid's plate is one. Mindlessly snacking, pulling things right out of the bag, estimating, right? There's like these little behavioral things that will highlight why sometimes it's a struggle to make progress. Oh, I always thought that I was drinking a 6 ounce serving of wine. I realized that my pour is actually 12 ounces. How about that? Or, you know, I've been eyeballing portion sizes and I realized that when I weigh this out, I'm significantly eating more than I thought I was or less than I thought I was. We're just trying to find layers of awareness around behaviors and just these habitual patterns that all of us have. Well, I didn't even think to log the coffee creamer or the packet of sugar that I put in my coffee. I didn't even think to account for the mindless whatever. You know, there's all these little things that show up. And what also really helps is now that we have those behaviors and habits identified, usually we can identify certain patterns within that, which is like, what happened on, this is just, again, hypothetical, like what happened on Wednesday and Friday and Sunday that made you snack directly out of the bag on those days? And now we can actually tease out the fact that it was like, oh, well, those days were when my kids were driving me nuts and I got really frustrated with them and found myself, you know, pulling pretzels out of the bag. Got it. So we know there's an actual trigger that's causing this. Like it's frustration, stress, overwhelm, and then we turn to this particular snack, right? So we're starting to identify these things. And then, yes, of course, there is the actual like calorie and food component of it where we identify how much we're eating, food choices. Are they actually as good as we think they are? Are we actually eating clean or are we actually eating a lot of high calorie clean foods like nuts and seeds and oils and whatever else? Also with regards to alcohol and dining out, you know, we assume that we're making really good choices, but then we look at, you know, some of the portions and the restaurant meals and all that stuff. These are the things that we often gloss over because we don't put a high degree of importance on them. But this is the nutritional pillar will change everything. It changes the way that you can train. It changes the way that you can recover. It changes your body more than anything else. It is the most important pillar to nail down. If you take care of that, and we make these changes on nutrition, we're basically there. Like the rest is kind of just coasting, for real. Like we take care of nutrition. Everything else is light work. Nutrition is a heavy lift because there's so much intertwined in food. It's, you know, celebration and it's reward and it's habitual and sometimes it's mindless and sometimes it's celebratory and all the things, right? It can be a coping mechanism for emotions or for stress. Like there's so many layers to it. That's why this exercise is life-changing because it will bring certain things to the forefront. And once we identified those patterns, then it's just a matter of rewiring those patterns. Like it's truly the process of replacing those patterns with more productive ones. That can be with food choices. That can be with quantity, how much we're eating. That can be with the composition of macronutrients. That can be with the actual habits and behaviors themselves, finding different outlets for stress and finding different outlets for negative emotions and being able to process your emotions more effectively. That can be with, you know, changing the immediate response to an argument, which sometimes we turn to this food and instead we're going to replace that with something else. Like once we have that information, the path is clear as day. It's like we've got the whole blueprint laid out and now we just meticulously or methodically tackle each item one by one until you've got that nutritional pillar on lock. And by the way, as you're going through that process, you're going to notice that you feel better, you look better, you're seeing results. But this is the task. It's literally 7 days. You know, typically what most people will say is, oh, just track your food for 7 days. And here's why that's a good start, but it's also a little bit incomplete because when you track your food and nothing else, first of all, that only means that you know, the things that you remember to weigh and track. And it also doesn't help us with some of these other behavioral patterns that's really important. Like when you were pulling food straight out of the bag or when you grabbed off your kids' plates or when you thought that you were eating something quality at a restaurant, but it turns out that it was this like massive portion that was, you know, definitely not what you thought, or the, you know, the wine example that I gave. So this takes it a step further. A lot of people don't want to go into that level of detail because they are like, oh, who has the time for that? You do. I promise you do. Because here's how I know. Number one, you're already doing the behaviors. Okay. So the behaviors already exist. So that's no additional time. The only additional time is weighing out the food and then recording it. So either like taking the pictures, writing it down, putting it in your notes on your phone, whatever. And I promise you that time can be accounted for if you just spend less time on social media. Like that's the only swap that you need to make. And by the way, that's going to be helpful for your mental health anyway. So you look at the screen time on your phone. I promise you, you've got the additional 20 to 30 minutes that this is going to take each day. And it's also going to save you 20 to 30 minutes of not scrolling or looking at Facebook or Instagram. So it's a win-win. Again, this is the most important pillar. And this step is the most important first step for a level of awareness. Now, there's different ways to get there, but this is a pretty low barrier starting point that will give you a massive amount of awareness and the ability to change whatever it is that you want to change about your health or your body composition, whatever. The question is, are you going to do it? Because that's where the difference between being like, okay, this makes sense. I can see how this can be helpful. Great. As you're nodding along, are you going to actually do it though? And that doesn't mean that you're going to be all motivated to start on Monday. That means that you actually have to do it for 7 full days, even when it feels really tedious, even when you're like, I don't really want to account for the entire plate of nachos that I just crushed. Guess what? You got to. If you want to do this appropriately, if you want to have awareness, if you want to have that first step to be able to change whatever it is you want to change about your health, wellness, body composition, it doesn't matter. This is the pillar that makes the biggest bang for your buck difference above anything else. You can train your ass off in the gym. You can do the best laid workout programs. If you don't adjust your nutrition, it will not matter. This is the low-hanging fruit for everybody. There's no exception to that. So why not start with the thing that makes the biggest difference? And then we can layer in the training, we can layer in the, you know, the stress management, all that stuff. But the nutrition, you take care of that, you're most of the way there. So that's it. That's the assignment. That's the task. I told you it wasn't going to be a big, exciting reveal, but it will make a huge difference if you are willing to try it. And that's what I want to know. I want you to do this for 7 days, and then I want you to let me know. Message me directly on Instagram. We'll come to my, nobody else responds to, except for me. Nobody's in my account responding to messages. It's just me. @coach_Mike_Milner. And I want to know when it's done. Hey, I did that 7-day nutrition exercise that you said on the podcast. That's all you have to say. Hey, Mike, just letting you know, I did the 7-day task that you assigned on the podcast, the nutrition test. And then I'll ask you a couple questions about it. That's it. I'm going to open the door for you to have your own set of directions for yourself. I'm not going to tell you what to do. I'm not going to, you know, be like, oh, great. Well, now you should go and do this if you want to do. No, this is going to be for you. This is an assignment for you so that you can make better decisions for yourself if you want to achieve what you say you want to achieve. Again, otherwise, we can just stop the facade and we can just say, hey, I don't actually want this because I'm not willing to do anything about it. Totally fine. Totally valid. But that's what I want. 7 days. Hit me up when it's over. Let me know that it's done. And if you are willing to do it, I have a feeling that you are going to be very happy that you went through this exercise. Yes, even if you've counted macros, even if you're currently tracking, it does not matter. This applies to everyone because there are things that will come up through this process that you did not think of, that you were not accounting for, certain behavioral patterns, certain things that will come to the forefront of your brain and you'll be like, oh shit, this is the thing that's been holding me back. Or this is the thing that I need to work on if I want to take this next step. If I want to get these last 10 pounds off. If I want to start losing these 50 pounds. Whatever it is. This will help you immensely. It's just a matter of doing it. Even when it feels boring and tedious, you still got to do it. I mean, of course, you don't have to do anything that you don't want to do. But once again, just comes down to being honest with yourself. If you are not willing, then say that and own it and be like, I'm just going to be okay with where I'm at currently, which is totally fine. Nobody cares if you make a change. Nobody cares if you lose weight. Nobody cares whatever you do. That's totally up to you. Nobody cares. I care when you say you want something and you don't do anything about it, but that's just because I want you to be successful. And I want you to take the step that you say you want because I know what it's like to live in that cognitive dissonance of saying one thing and doing something that's not in alignment and how shitty that feels. And I don't want that feeling for you. So we're going to fix it. This is the first step. 7 days. Message me on Instagram when it's done. @coach_Mike_Milner. And I will talk to you soon.